Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LoCal Live. I'm your host with the most, Killer Keemstar. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had the worst guest ever, according to y'all. We had Grace and her father, Ben. There was a rumor of those two, the daughter and father, doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? There was rumors going all over the place. We had a conversation. We had Blade on here. The daddy got into an argument with Blade. Since then, all hell has broke loose. All this crazy stuff happened. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I'm looking through the Reddit. Apparently, her dad got arrested. She's got, I love on her forehead. It's crazy. Oh, God, this is just insanity, people.
It's garbage, though.
No, that's even better performance. You look like you're gonna cry, and then you hold back because you're so.
All right, so we got Daddy gaslighting Grace.
Afraid of.
Oh shit! Oh
right?
No, that's literally not why.
Oh no! Oh no, Grace got kicked by her dad. The next thing that happens is apparently the popo get called. The cop tells Grace his hands are tied. Her daddy going to jail, all right? This is on our Reddit. Knew he was a freak. Ben Thrope, father of Grace Thorpe, from LolCow number 26, arrested for kicking Grace on live stream. Y'all are making art about this? Are y'all ready for this? Get ready.
Into her bullshit, and they're going to say that Ben is like some abuse victim. Or sorry, that Grace is some abuse victim and she's being abused by Ben.
Well, hold on. I just want to put this out there. There is some abusive stuff going on. First of all, there's like a trifecta of abuse.
What the
are you doing?
I pronounce female rage. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't God. Like being a woman who's angry. I love men, and I'm sorry if that offends women. I f*** up in my own ways, but I love men, and I hate female rage. I hate what it's done to me. I hate the devil. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Get out of me. I suck. I'm evil. I have a lot of evil. I have a lot of bad habits. And I appreciate the men that have tried to help me, including my father. And if anybody tries to take that away from me, I just think it's bullshit. I'm sorry for being an angry woman. To God and to my father, I'm sorry for using it.
What?
I think this is a little overdramatic, Grace.
I am overdramatic.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
you could
just calm down for just
this privately to prayer with God, but you're doing it like performatively for stream.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So I saw this, people, and I said, look, we have to get Grace back on the show. We have to figure out what's going on with this arrest, all this stuff that's happening. So we're going to do that now. Let me call the boys.
Like, I know nothing about Grace until literally right now. And what a show.
I'm like lost.
Is Grace's dad coming tonight?
I don't know if he's in jail or not. Should we just get Grace in here? I reached out to you and I said, hey, Grace, is everything okay? Because I've seen all this stuff and you said you were lonely.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
You know, my dad got frustrated and shoved me with his foot. And then people, you know, like called the police. And I told them like I didn't have any problem with it. But they took him to jail and he's out on bail now, but I can't contact him.
Where is he?
Well, I don't want to say.
Well, why can't you contact him? I'm confused. Is there like a
restraint?
There's
a it's an automatic no contact order because it's considered domestic violence because we're related.
Interesting. Was that the first time he hit you?
Ever in my life? No. I've been physically disciplined like a lot.
As an adult?
What's
No, not much as an adult, but as a kid, yeah. Not really much by him, born by my mom, but
what state did this happen in?
Rhode Island.
Here's the reason I'm asking this question, because like in South Carolina, an altercation happens between family. They generally ask if the victim wants to press charges, and I don't know if that is, you know, universal state to state.
Yeah, it's kind of a bullshit law. They said they couldn't help doing it, but I said I have no problem with it. They just decided on my behalf that I was a victim, and I think it sucks. And I haven't been able to talk to him for like 2 days. You know, I really miss him, so.
I mean, I think they're doing the right thing. clearly y'all need to be separated based on no one should be kicking you.
What if I'm fine with it?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't justify what I seen in that video as a kick.
He shoved me with his foot. Should he go to jail for that? No, it was ridiculous. And I didn't want him to. So I think it's like, it's just, I don't know.
I mean, like, I
don't appreciate the government coming in and deciding that I'm a victim of something that I have no problem with.
Because that looked more like a shove, like, you know, kind of like pushing somebody in the back with your hand, but he did it with his foot instead. Like,
yeah, it was a shove.
What was leading up to this? Because the things he was saying did not look good.
It doesn't look good, but I have a problem where I sort of, it's called splitting. I think it's like a BPD thing. I don't have BPD, but it's a BPD thing. It's like where you treat somebody as both the devil and like godlike. So you idolize them and you demonize them. And so I would sort of idolize him off stream and then demonize him on stream. And he got really frustrated with me doing that, which is very understandable.
Well, man, people get frustrated. They should keep their feet and their hands to themselves. It doesn't matter how frustrated you get.
I don't think so, necessarily.
Grace likes physical contact.
I do. And that's why I've literally asked my dad to punch me before. He didn't, but I've asked him to.
Yeah.
So, like, when I felt really crazy, I asked him. I'm not trying to, like, put on an act. Like, I will go around my apartment sometimes, like, smash my head into the fridge and stuff just to, like, kind of, like, give myself a reset. So, sometimes it's helpful. I mean, sometimes.
That's common with a lot of mental health issues, like autism and stuff like that. I understand and respect that, but I don't
Are you calling
think
me autistic?
No, I'm just saying that autistic people will hit themselves in the head. Stuff like that. So I'm like, it's not uncommon to like do the brain reset thing. That's the thing you'll see.
Yeah.
A lot of mental illness, right? No one should be doing that for you. Certainly. You probably shouldn't be doing it to yourself if I'm being genuine.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I could get in a relationship with a guy and do a BDSM relationship and the state would have no problem with it if I asked him to like beat me, punch me.
And technically you are in a relationship. And technically you are in a relationship with your dad, right?
Yeah. We're so partners. We're business partners. We work together. We live together.
But I mean, he means the other type of relationship.
I'm making a joke.
Okay.
I'm making a joke.
I didn't pick up on it. I didn't pick up on it. Maybe that's the.
I'm coming into the situation fresh, so I genuinely don't know the extent of everything. So you're having to catch me and some of the new viewers up here. I want to understand.
Do you feel healthier having this time away from your dad?
I think it's made me realize that I kind of was very, very over-dependent on him, and I'm kind of finding my feet. I do feel guilty about him, like, going to jail and everything, and I do really miss him, but, you know, I am finding my feet as a person, and
like, 'cause
I appreciate it.
You come on stream today, and you physically look better. You're, like, glowing right now.
Thank you.
And I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but, like, seriously.
It's not weird.
You look better.
I thought I looked pretty good on your last show. I mean, yeah, sometimes I look better and worse. I miss him a lot, and I don't think it's necessary. Like, I just really don't appreciate the government stepping in and saying that I have to be a victim of something that I don't feel like I'm a victim of. It's also like, you know, I can't really help it. So maybe God wanted me to get some space. I don't know, but I do miss him very much. A lot of people have been telling me, like, that's not okay. I don't get that.
Grace, how do you get to the point where you're writing, I love and like sitting there and having that like mental breakdown scenario is saying that all the things you said, I can't even remember.
I had sort of been lying, like I had been lying about like the sort of stuff I did off stream with my dad and how like it was so different on stream. And I just really like, because it kind of like, it was kind of like a punch to the gut, like, oh, he's actually in jail because I keep kind of like distancing, like making him look like a bad guy on stream and then doing this like idolizing thing off stream. I was like, you know what? I should just come clean. Like, I'm very, very dependent on men, especially him. And I really love men and they've been there for me. And I just wanted to kind of do that publicly instead of, you know, I've always felt embarrassed about it. I don't think I should feel embarrassed about it. There's nothing to be embarrassed of. Like, I love. Yeah, it's a problem.
Chat, I am not standing up. Shut up.
Can we get a tent check real quick?
Go ahead. Grace, I don't think it's a secret that you want to be like a star online, right? Like, you do want to be famous online. Why go into a partnership with your father? I feel like that's like holding you back. No offense, Ben.
Well, because I mean, I trust him. He's always helped me. He's there for me. Like, he's the best person I could trust. I mean, I don't know who else. Like, I love him very much, and I wouldn't be streaming if it wasn't for him. So I don't know what you mean.
Like, I get that, but like, what, like, part of like growing online is like collaborations and whatnot. Like, you should be in LA with like other young people making content, collaborating. Like, your dad.
I've done that.
I know, but your dad seems like a constant like buzzkill to your career.
I get what you're saying. I do understand that, but I made it look like that. I did make it look like that. Off stream, I would be like, oh my God, thank you so much. I was so scared on stream. Thank you for being there and supporting me. And then on stream, I'd be like, this guy sucks. And it was just, it was manipulative. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to fix that. I humiliated him publicly, but I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm like not open to other collabs. I have collabed with lots of people. I really value him. He's like my rock. You know what I mean?
Can I go one step further on this? Are you aware of like Twitch titty streamers? Like, you know, the concept of it?
Yeah. Amaranth. Yeah.
Yeah. Those kind of streamers. Like, generally the downfall of those streamers is when they get a boyfriend that they bring on camera, or they bring like a significant other around their stream. And that's when they tend to start falling off and losing viewership, because the whole allure of that kind of streamer is that any single person in your chat has a chance to be with you, and they kind of like start idolizing you. And I feel like your father is in that role of your significant other, even though he might not be, but people see him and automatically assume that you're off the market regardless, like what the actual facts are. And I feel like he's slowly holding you back because of that.
I mean, at the very least, I get your what dad's you're saying. Not a star. I mean, your dad's not a star, right? Like, I don't think he is in his own way,
but obviously I have more appeal as like a younger female. Obviously I understand that. But actually, I think, first of all, a father-daughter dynamic is not something you see a lot. So it actually is, like, just from a business standpoint, a unique selling point. Like, I am here. If I was just any other titty Twitch streamer, I probably wouldn't be. Oh, I don't think people think that I'm off limits because of him. Like, he said multiple times, like, please, any guy who wants to take her off my hands, I'll pay you to take her away, please. It's just I am, you know, kind of all over the place. So I think, you know, I do have whatever, like, simps. I don't know what you would call them. Like, I have a simp army. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's complex.
Leifer Bag said in chat, it's hard to bust a nut with an old man on stream.
I do my own solo streams just for the Coomers. Check me out, ThorpeTV, youtube.com.
I mean, shouldn't the simple fact that he just basically lost like $500,000 like give you like some pause on like to trust every judgment that he has?
He didn't lose it. He invested it. And we were also renting a house with our whole family at the time and moving. So like a lot of it, you know, it was a messy situation. Things, you know, money goes fast in a messy family situation. Well, we still have the investments. We've invested in YouTube. He bought an RV. He got a studio together, invested in equipment. I wouldn't call it a loss, but yeah, a lot of money.
So it's not an investment in a business, it's an investment into the live stream itself.
Well, that is the business, yeah.
Okay.
And we're killing it.
Killing it how? Like, how do you measure your success?
I know you guys are a lot bigger, but recently I've had like numbers in the 200, 300, which is really good for me. Like, I know that's not a big thing maybe for you guys, but for me it's a big deal. And I'm like starting to make a solid income off of it.
Well, that's good.
I say I, but I mean we. Like, it, you know, it's working out. So,
what's the overall? No.
You are making the money. He is tagging along right now.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
Well, no, I am the like the CEO of the business. He's just an employee.
Right. But all you're doing is going to be splitting the money with him, and like for
no, not really. I make all the financial decisions. He doesn't even have a bank account, so.
The thing is, you're a pretty girl. You're an attractive girl, all right? And you're what most guys want, right? The reason why I love my girl so much is my girl's like, I love men. I want to cook clean, support my man, da da da. You're basically like that, right? So you're a lot of guys' fantasy, right? And then, so people tune in.
I don't know about that. I don't cook her clean.
Oh, well, I don't know. You worship men, I guess. Anyhow, long story short.
Okay.
I feel like the dad being in there is such a buzzkill and is stunting your career like so much. And then there's all this like crazy Jerry Springer attached to it, right? Like, what are you actually trying to do? Are you trying to be like a streamer, a vlogger? Like, what is your goal? Like, I want you to tell chat and tell the cows here what your dream career is. Like, how many subscribers do you have? What kind of content are you making? I'm really curious. Like, what is the end goal?
I would say the dream career would to be like working with my dad, doing streams with him, and doing my own streams. I would say like doing a mix of like traveling, IRL stuff, and also like, you know, he does more intellectual stuff. I'll be the co-host for that. Sort of like a Sam Cedar sort of type thing. I don't know how to say it exactly, but but like also obviously with our personalities. And then by myself, I don't really have all of it worked out, but hopefully to promote the message, like my main thing is that my mother made me feel really bad about being close to him and trusting men in general. And so my main point is like, I really appreciate men and I don't want to be a liar. And I don't know, just to hopefully like figure things out. I don't know.
It doesn't seem like you have a plan. Like you need a plan. Like you need goals. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, I haven't talked to my dad in a little while, so I'm kind of all over the place. I'm not very good at planning long term. No.
Why not make a plan on your own? Why don't you make a plan on your own? The reality
I'm not very good at it.
Your family seems very dysfunctional, and it seems like you would need to get away from them to start any healing process. Certainly not going into business with them. Certainly not trying to like I think that some independence could be very useful for you. And I think creating a plan on your own and executing that plan on your own could be very useful for you.
Okay.
So right here, right now, while you've got me and Keemstar and maybe Tommy in a minute and Jordy, all people who maybe don't have our lives together now, but at one point we certainly did, right? Keem certainly does. Why don't you ask our advice? Like, let us help you.
I mean, you guys have your lives together? You're lol cows.
Well, like I'm saying, I did at one point. You know, I was on top of the YouTube game. Keemstar certainly still on top of his game. Jordy's certainly on top of the game. We know how we got there, and more importantly, we know how we f***ed it up.
I'm a lol cow because I can't stop defending myself. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the biggest problem with you is that everybody you're talking to here has been doing this for almost 2 decades, and it costs about 10 grand to buy the top of the line everything for streaming, and that was the investment. Like the $600,000 disappearing. Like I'm gonna make an accusation here. I feel like your father's hiding money from his wife, and he's using you to do it.
Okay, that's not true, but whatever.
Grace, what talents do you have? You sing, don't you?
Yeah, I sing.
You can sing and dance?
As you remember, my RFK Jr. impression.
Oh, yeah. Can we be, you know, American Idol over here? We'll be the judges, and can you sing?
Sure.
All right, just let's have a good, solid, like, 10 seconds of silence to just prepare ourselves, everyone. And then just start whenever you want.
They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no,
your
no,
daddy definitely
no.
thinks you're fine. Oh my God. Why that song?
Yeah, that's what I was having. I really like that song.
I was like, that's the girl that was like
by
a crackhead.
By the way, but I don't, whatever. But by the way, if you want to have him on, you can add him to the call if you want to ask him questions too.
Are we,
it's up to you.
We can? How?
Yeah, it's legal.
He's in the chat.
It doesn't count as contact. I'm just saying if you want to, I'm just throwing it out there. It's up to you.
Oh, I definitely would like to.
Do you have another song?
Yeah, sure.
Let her rip.
Let me see.
While we're calling Blade.
I can lick it. I can ride it while you slip it and slide it. I can do all them little tricks and keep the up inside it. You could smack it, you could grip it, you could go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna F R E A K F R E A K K K K E okay F R E. Cause what the f is Chanel custom down? Like what the fuck's ain't Burberry custom brown? He said, could you throw it back? Could you touch the ground? I said, do the purr. He said, yeah, meow. Hold up, boys, in a new for you to roll up, in a new for you to double tap. Scroll up, keep these on the toes like Manolo. Be on the liquor when I come through, ballow. Wow, elegant bitch with a hoe flow. If it ain't big, then I won't blow. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Very good, very good.
So, you know who Bad Baby is?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about taking her route?
Is this show about giving career advice? I thought this was Lol Cow Live.
No, well, the whole point of the show was to save you. We're here to save you.
Oh, okay. Well, you're gonna have to be down to save me. I mean, that's the way it works.
Well, speaking about that, let me ask a question all your simps want to be asked.
Okay.
What would it take for one of your simps to rise above the simp army and be a prospect? What would you have to see in a person?
I don't know. I'm really not looking to date or get married, so I don't know. To rise up, I have no idea, honestly.
So there's no qualities that a guy can project upon you that would be like, you'd be enamored with him almost instantly.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he was like funny and also probably had a, like a rough family past. And
so he's got to become he's got to come from like the Hard Knocks.
I don't know. To understand it, you'd have to.
Blade.
What up?
We're doing Low Call Live, and the girl that is in a relationship with her father's on.
Right on.
You want to come?
I can, sure.
Grace, how old are you?
21.
You're 21, so yeah, you wouldn't be ready to settle down now. Like, you're way too young, right? So you're not really looking for marriage. But have you been in any, like, serious relationships since you've been an adult?
No.
Really? And why do you think that is?
Can I actually tell you? I kind of met this guy online. His name is Lalo. He's like a Mexican guy, right? So I kind of started like flirting with him. This is like one of like my most hardcore sexual experiences. So I started flirting with him online and we like were texting and stuff. And then we were FaceTiming and he like asked me to take my shirt off and stuff. And so I did. This was like maybe a few months ago. And then, you know, I was kind of like performing, right? I was like doing that stuff. And then he didn't do anything. He just sat there and stared. Like, and so I was like, he didn't even move. He just sat there and stared. So I was like, are you gonna do anything? And he was like, yeah, maybe. And then I just I faked the orgasm and then I just ended the call. So that's my like relationship experience.
Wait,
for all the
so
simps in chat,
we're talking about sting.
Yeah,
what are you, still a virgin?
I don't talk about that. You can make up your own mind.
Okay, so the biggest relationship you've ever had is like a FaceTime call with some dude where
that was like one of the deeper ones
where
I don't know.
You
well,
were
it was
doing
more embarrassing.
Have you ever met him? You didn't meet him?
Yeah, I did meet him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
A YouTuber actually. Then he actually he released all the DMs.
Wait,
and
I
then
know
I,
this I know this you're
yeah.
You were dating a commentary person. What is
yeah,
his name?
Yeah,
what is his
Lalo.
Name? No, what's his YouTube
I don't know
name?
Like Lalo.
No. I heard through the grapevine it's like FPS Diesel or some shit. Do you know what I'm
oh,
talking?
Oh, no. I know who that is. He did something on that guy Darius. He's like a, you know, like a video essayist. But no, I've
Did you do anything with him?
No.
Oh, I heard different.
I don't know him at all.
I heard different. Oh,
she,
wow.
She just says thing is the most hardcore sex she's done.
Yeah, that's
well, it was one of the more embarrassing times. I didn't really know what to make of it.
Who's Darius?
Darius is a kick streamer. He's like a Destiny orbiter.
So Chad is saying to get Darius on here. Is there a way to get him on here?
Yeah, you can get Darius on. He's the guy who slapped me.
But that was set up,
you have
right?
Him on Discord?
It was set up.
Okay,
yeah
that's not even.
It was set up, but like I had a whole arc with him. I burned his clothes and stuff. He came over to my house.
Grace, we might have you back in a little bit. We're gonna get to a bunch of other stories going on in the community. Thanks for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Grace Thorpe. And Ben, we might have
Thank you.
Ben, we might have you on later as well.
She could very easily be making big money really, really quickly if she makes the right moves in her career. And I feel like it's going to be a situation where her father's going to sit back and be like the manager type person. And he's going to slowly siphon money off of her.
Oh, yeah, drain her dry. Like at the end right. of the day, you've heard the phrase, sky's the limit. Well, in this case, the sky's her dad because her dad's the limit.
Chat just said that I kicked her like her dad.
What's All that? Right, it's game time for Mr. Boogie. Everybody knows Boogie was recently in a Mike Klum documentary. In that documentary, Boogie used the term an Arkansas 8, right?
Yeah.
Versus the LA 10.
Yeah.
So what I have in this folder is pictures of women, and I want Boogie to give them their Arkansas rating Ooh. And their LA rating. Oh,
okay, all right.
And we'll see what Boogie actually likes.
That's unfortunately like an Arkansas 8. That's like an LA 2.
It's an LA 2 Arkansas 8. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about this one?
Oh, that's like a solid LA 9, right? That's like a solid LA 9. Hard to see the face. LA 10?
Was Arkansas a 10?
Should be Arkansas. She moved out of here the day she turned 18. Arkansas is what she'd be.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's an Arkansas 10.
That's an Arkansas 10 as well?
Unfortunately, yeah. That's about as attractive as an Arkansas woman can get, unfortunately. That's like an LA 1.
Okay. We have a little bit of a geeky businesswoman here. What do you got?
Is that Kurt Cobain? That just looks like Kurt Cobain.
This does not look like Kurt Cobain.
Okay, now personally, I like a nerdy girl with glasses and long straight hair and stuff like that. So that for me, personal. I mean, you know, reminds me of Desi. But
black,
I don't
black
know.
Country girl boogie. Black country girl.
Yeah. All across the board, no matter what state. 10.
So you like the you really like the black girls, huh?
Well, we talked about this, y'all.
Okay.
We talked about this.
Guys here? All right. What about the chubby girls?
No. No.
What would you rate this person?
Zero.
This is a zero.
A zero for me.
You realize this is Ashley Graham, right?
I don't know who that is, but nothing for
Ashley
me.
Ashley Graham was the first plus-size woman on Sports Illustrated.
Well, congratulations. I don't read Sports Illustrated, and I don't date fat chicks.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
I mean, everybody loves Jennifer Aniston. And again, personality-wise, she's a 10 out of 10, and I guess the looks go with it as well. So she's just like a 10 no matter where she is.
There's a lot of motherfucking 10s in Boogie's world. Holy shit. Like, so this can't be a 10, right?
What is that?
That's hard to see.
I don't know. It's hard to see. It printed kind of badly.
That girl looks trans.
It's not a trans girl. It's basically your generic thing. Okay, let's go to
15 to me, so like a zero.
What about Foodie Beauty?
-20. Jesus Christ.
-20? You ain't down for Chantel?
No. God. Jesus God.
Is that the -20 Arkansas or LA?
That's a -20 in life.
But Whitney Thorpe.
Bro, how many... You're going to have to get...
How many fat girls did you print?
You're going to have to get new print cartridges after this one, bro. That's a lot of pictures.
I got one more.
Again, you can show me fat girls all day. The answer is going to be
no.
You
know this is, Boogie?
No.
Whitney Thorne?
No.
This is My Big Fat Fabulous Life. You never seen her show?
No. Why would I see that?
Well, Wings, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you find that girl attractive?
Whitney? Yeah.
Figured.
All right. One last one, Boogie. You ready? Arkansas 8 or LA 10? Need the ratings.
You trying to get me on the couch tonight, son?
Yeah. Well, what would you call that? What do you rate that?
I mean, obviously, I'm in love with the girl, so she's a 10 no matter what.
No, that's an Arkansas 4.
Well, that to me is the 10 out of 10. She's my soulmate, son. So I, you know, it transcends looks regardless, but I think she's f-ing perfect.
So 10 out of 10 on both of these girls, right?
What you rating Kelly over there, though, son?
I've already got in trouble for that one.
Yeah, why don't you get Kelly to lumber her ass into the room real quick. How much trouble we can get you in today, son?
Wings,
I thought that'd be something fun to do.
Wings, that was way funnier than I ever anticipated. Actually,
you know, I if I'm being genuine with you, what it comes down to for women, realistically, comes down to number one: is she fat? Because if she is, I'm not interested. Okay, I don't want to.
Have you ever gave a fat girl a chance?
Unfortunately, yes.
And how heavy was this fat girl?
I mean, I dated one girl's 300 pounds.
300 pounds. What did you not like about her? Did the equipment not work?
This was pretty difficult. That was an issue. The fact that we share an eating disorder. So when like I was manic.
That's a positive. That's a positive.
Terrible. Are you kidding? I don't want to get any fatter. I don't want to date a girl who, number one, is going to race me to the buffet table. Okay? Because I'm slow. I want the crab meat, not her. And then secondly, I don't want a girl that's going to make my situation worse. Like, I don't want a girl that looks across the table from me and is like, you know, it'd be really good tonight is if we ate everything that's not nailed down. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Only Use Me Blade.
What is up?
And we have Tommy C. And pretty soon, we're about to have Ben Thorpe on the line. I just added him on Discord. About to get real crazy. So Wings has an important question to ask you about the mountain. Go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering, like, because like I was very intrigued by the mountain, because there was this one video where this guy's like giving you like the people's elbow and you're sitting there trying to sleep and he's like trying to make fun of you for like peeing the bed. Mm-hmm. What was that guy like off camera? Was he that same like almost borderline insane abusive person?
He's totally cool off camera. Like most people with alcohol or whatever, when they're sober, they're fine. When they're drunk, sometimes demon. And that's kind of what happened with him. But off camera, he's cool. He's chill as fuck. He definitely lives off the grid. He's not plugged in on any means possible. Like he's He's definitely a mountain man, and he's a cool guy, but when he gets some alcohol in him, he gets f-ing crazy. And like, I personally don't like that shit.
Good, that's like, the kind of person that needs to be on a f-ing mountain away from humans.
Because I remember there was a video where, like, when you first made it to the mountain, that he was like walking you up to wherever he lived at, and you had like the suitcase in one hand and like a bottle of Jaeger in the other, I think. And like you're walking up this mountain and you're completely wasted.
Yes.
And he seemed sober at that point. Well, you think that was an act or like for the camera?
No, he definitely got lit. He definitely took some shots with me. He probably wasn't as drunk as I was, because I was probably doing fire cells and taking three at a time and everything like that. But he was definitely intoxicated. His the place where he lives at, he has like a trailer on top of a hill, and then his house is like a little bit further down. It's probably like a 5-minute walk for him. It's a 10-minute walk for me. And it's a real steep incline, but he does it all the time. But me drunk trying to get back to my, you know, back to the thing was all.
I can't hear anything. Blaine is saying
you're Ben typing.
Ben is frantically typing.
Sorry, guys. I didn't realize I was on.
So Ben, you got arrested recently. Can you talk us through that from your point of view?
Yeah, I got arrested because, well, you guys saw the clip.
Mm-hmm.
From my point of view, it's ridiculous, utterly ridiculous.
It wasn't like a serious assault.
Like Grace said that she couldn't not press charges, that they pressed charges in her favor.
We're a super blue state. We're a super blue state here. I mean, the cops kind of lie. They have obviously discretion. Here's the question I would have for them, but they don't want to answer these questions. If I'm playing hockey or football or basketball with my four sons, and I play rough and one of them gets hurt, someone takes a video of it and sends it to the cops, they're not going to do shit, right?
I guess it's a fair
They're not
going
to do shit. And I got I got a son who's like 12 years old. You know what I mean? Obviously, if I like clock him and check him and like take his head off, obviously. But I mean, if I'm a little rough with my sons, no one cares. It's just this thing about women. And you guys actually agree with this crap. That's why Andrew Tate got locked up too, because that was his point when he came out. I don't know if you guys watched the video. I watched the video. Loved it.
Well, my
you can't be a man in society.
Yeah, I do agree with that to some sense. But my whole point with Grace is, if she's doing this internet stuff to like further her career and whatnot, how does that work being in a partnership with her dad? I don't see it.
Doesn't it work?
Well, I don't see it. How doesn't it work? I've been in the entertainment business, Ben, for like 15 years, and I can't see that being a wild success.
Why not?
Just because.
Terrific. We're the perfect team. Don't you understand? I'm the dad of the internet.
Okay.
She's the hot daughter of the internet. So everybody's got something to say to us. Like these cowards over here who wanted to try to do what they did to her. And now here comes dad to give you a smackdown.
I got two questions.
Sure.
By the way, I do
want to apologize to you, Blade. Personally, like, okay. I didn't know you coming in last time, and also to Keem, like the stuff that I understand that you guys have like a issues regarding certain issues. I had never watched the stream. You know, it was 24 hours of notice. So let me know if I start going off the rails as far. And I understand.
I've been the victim of doing something online, and because of the angle of it, it made it look way worse than it was. Was the angle of way she was sitting, and did you kick her or what'd you do? I would say
if you're going to talk about kicking,
that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't that type of thing. I just basically shoved her off the bed. She was in my space. She was annoying me. She'd been annoying me for 5 years, and I finally had enough of it. I'm not generally very physical with anyone. I've never been in a fist fight except with my black neighbor who punched me in the face, and I didn't hit her back, but. Because I
hit her back
or something. I didn't hit her back and I didn't press charges.
Why are you seeing color? Why is it a black?
Yeah, why did you start with women?
See, now you guys are going to call me racist. See, we've got to unite as racist men and stop. Well, why didn't you say that you had a problem with me saying woman?
Because that's way better for this. That's way more descriptive of the story.
Well, I said N-word please to her and she clocked me. So it's relevant.
I don't think anybody on this podcast is going to try to make you look out to be a racist. That's not at all what's going
to
happen.
No, but feel free to do it.
I don't know.
You're welcome to do it on your own if you'd like.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I'm just saying, like,
if you want to make yourself look like a racist, you're allowed to.
We won't stop you.
Well, a lot of people accuse me of saying racist shit, but I don't. And I've talked to a lot of black people who think, like, the things that I say about the races are fine because at least people can be honest. You know who are the greatest victims of that bullshit? It's not men. It's women and children. I can't talk to my four minor children because their mother lied. She just flat out lied that I beat her up. And now Grace can't talk to me, even though she wants to talk to me. And so do my four minor children.
And this is the other question is how did the
cops get called? They need me more than I need them.
How did the cops get called, though? Was that like a caller type of thing?
Stream
callers?
Well, they have these anonymous tip lines, which, see, all this is like, it's illegal. It's not fitting. Like, I should, someone, if there's a lawyer out there who wants to take this to the Supreme Court, we will win. I didn't get charged with a crime, and I can't see my four kids for like 14 months. My four minor children who need their dad. I can't talk to them. I can't go to the school. I can't go to
the question. Did your wife go to the police with the beating thing?
Yeah, you know, in Rhode Island, she didn't have to do that. She went right to the courts. She filed an affidavit that was a lie. It was a felony. It's a felony perjury.
Do you think because she went to the cops with the you beating her that they pushed more towards?
Well, she didn't go to the cops. She went to. I mean, I'm just going to clarify. She went to the courthouse.
Yeah,
she never went to the police.
Record, right?
Well, I think they call it it's a civil matter. They have this weird thing they've worked out in Rhode Island, and if you don't think it's coming your way, it is coming your way, where people can do this. You're not supposed. The police officer. It's on Grace's channel. A man with a gun showed up to me to serve me papers. I said, "Did I commit a crime? Was I accused of committing a crime?" He said, "No." I said, "Then why are you here with a gun?" And he took away my right to bear arms. He took away my right to contact my children. And I said, "I don't even know what that means." And he just said, "Well, whatever."
They confiscated your gun without evidence?
They didn't confiscate a gun, but they said you cannot bear arms.
Yeah, during the charge, he can't have arms.
I can't even have a weapon.
So you're saying that because he has a domestic violence charge, you're not allowed to have a weapon, but they charge you?
Yeah, I had this lunatic. I had this lunatic.
Hold up. But in America, like, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? Like, shouldn't you?
In America.
Not if you got a dick.
I think that falls everybody, but I think that's kind of bullshit. That you have to give up your right to bear arms until you're proven guilty.
Every state in the union will do it. Every single one, including
absolutely
yours.
I think that's bullshit.
And the cops don't want to enforce these laws. The last time I went through this with my son, like, got confused and attacked me on behalf of his mother, then accused me of domestic violence. The prosecutor actually said I was like the dad of the year, and he's like, it's brutal. And all the boys in blue, when they process me, they're like, this is the last thing I want to do. And they're telling me, like, how hard it is, because these domestic violence cases, they're mostly bullshit. I mean, the cops really can't help these situations if they're bad.
I've heard from people that have dealt with domestic violence that a lot of police officers have said, if a domestic violence call does come, someone has to go to jail that night. Like, that's like
they're protocol. Lying. They're lying. I mean, there's always discretion, but they'll say we have to take someone.
Yeah, in a lot of states, they'll try to separate the two people, and they'll use the drunk tank to do it. I unfortunately know this because I saw it happen a lot when I was growing up.
What they told me, because they took my bail from $1,000 to $10,000. And I had to pay $200 just to have the judge show. I didn't pay it, but it was paid on my behalf. And I said, why'd you change it to $10,000? I had a clean criminal record. I'm like, I've been a teacher for decades. I've worked with young people my whole life.
Not anymore.
And he goes, no, I don't have a criminal record.
Do you have a charge right now? Have you been charged?
Yeah, but that's not a criminal record.
So how long are they holding your guns for if you haven't been charged?
But he said, well, can I just finish? He said, the reason I changed it to 10,000 is because when they review this, they want to see that we're hard in these cases. He didn't say because you deserved it. He actually literally kind of looked at me and said, like, you know, we got to show the domestic violence protection mafia that we're busting balls. It's like a quota system. Like, we got
to
get
number of guys. He's using your back as a stepping stone to get reelected. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, that exact same thing happened to me.
And these women's centers and battered shelters, you know how much money goes to these people? You know how big these, it's a grift.
Did you lay your hands on your wife?
Have I ever laid hands on my wife? We were married.
So yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. Okay. All right.
I had six kids. I laid a lot into her and on her.
But, okay, so let's clarify the situation.
And let me tell you, can I just tell you on a personal note? Yeah. Her problem with me was that I wasn't rough enough because I'm a nice guy. She married me. I'm 6'8". I'm very masculine. But I'm a nice guy. She wanted it rougher and harder. She wanted to do all kinds of stuff I didn't feel comfortable doing. A lot of women are that. Do you know what the top five women's fantasies are? Do you guys have any idea what they are?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Do you get charged or not?
You know what they are? Look it up sometime.
But my question is this, all right? What is your wife's allegations against you? What is she actually claiming?
Well, she's my putative wife. I don't think she's my wife, but she claimed, actually Grace was here. She claimed that I beat her up when what I did was my son was violating his civil restraining order. And I was like, you got to help him. We got to help him to avoid going to prison. He had just turned 18. He didn't, I think, understand the ramifications. So I think I like grabbed her by the shoulders and I knocked her glasses off to like wake her up to the situation because she wasn't taking it seriously. Later on, she said I beat her on the head, the torso. Total fabrication. And she put my daughter in a very weird situation. My daughter was a witness. She saw nothing like that happen. This is a vague thing. Emotional, financial, something abuse to my kids. So they just got swung into it. No evidence presented at all to the judge.
Boogie, let me ask you a question. You were raised in an abusive household. How do you see this Ben Gray situation?
I mean, I do think there's some extreme codependency here. And it's probably not healthy for your daughter. Then I think you can agree with that.
She's dependent on me, but she's been traumatized by her mother. Her mother accused her of having. Right. This is where these rumors come.
Well, are you making any effort to like help her become more independent, or do you think you're fostering the dependence?
Absolutely. I've told her. I gave her all the money we had. I gave her. She's got the lease to all the places we rent. She's got all the equipment. I consistently push her out to talk with people as much as she wants. She can go to therapy, priests, whatever she wants to do.
Do you have a life outside of the friendship relationship that you have with your daughter? Like, are you dating? Do you have experiences, friends outside?
I'm trying. I'm not having much success.
Because at the end of the day,
it's lonely at the top, guys. You think it's bad being fat losers? You guys think it's bad being fat losers? I'll tell you what's bad is being tall, incredibly good looking, wealthy, and having the charisma I have. Hold on, nobody can handle me.
Didn't like a week ago, you said you had less than $1,000?
Cash.
I'm a high alert kind of person, so you trigger a lot of like fear responses in me, man. Like, so is this the first time you laid hands on your daughter and like this kind of frustrating, just trying to get your frustration?
No,
the way you described it.
I got to do this. What he did to Grace was more of a shove than laying a.
I saw it too.
I agree.
You took your hand and pushed somebody away from you.
I think
that's the same.
Have you done more than that?
Everybody on this panel, except for maybe Boogie, would defend you, Ben. Like, that's not like real assault or whatever, but still.
It's definitely not real assault, but I
understand out of context, it could look abusive. But if you know the context,
I think the angle of it's huge. Because, like, from the angle, it looks way worse than it probably is. That's all.
I'm not here to accuse you of anything. I'm not here.
She didn't get so much as a bruise or a scratch.
I'm just asking, like, is this a frequent occurrence? Where you'll shove or push or pin or anything like that?
No, but I mean, I've always been sort of like, I would roughhouse with my kids a lot when they were younger. I don't have any problem touching my kids. I'm not afraid of my kids. And I'll play rough sports with my sons.
Well, there's roughhousing, but yeah, I mean, you admitted here you did this out of frustration.
I'll do it out of frustration too, yeah.
Wait, okay. let me ask a question. Are there any girls in the chat that would like to go on an internet date with Ben right now?
Yes, hit me up.
Because we'll set it up for the end of the show. We'll have Ben up here with a couple girls. See Ben kick some game. Yes. Reach out to me on Twitter. Reach out to me on Twitter. Tweet at me, and we'll set that up.
So, Ben, you have a Tinder profile. Would you be willing to share some of the pictures you've put on the profile of yourself?
Absolutely. I got my mugshot on there from the last time I was in jail.
I just want to see what you're working with. Like, I'm thinking maybe your pictures are bad.
They're very masculine, very aggressive, because I like those women. But I get all these BDSM chicks who want to do, like, open relationships and stuff. I'm not into that. Yeah, that's the problem with Grace's mother. She was crazy, and they say never put your d*** crazy. But, I mean, everybody knows you're going to end up putting your crazy anyways. Might as well have a good time. And, you know, she ends up going crazy, whatever. It's fun. It's like, but the problem with her mother is, like, everybody understands Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like, you get it. She's hot. right? Who's going to say no to that? Even though your brain tells you, like, that's stupid. But her mother wasn't Amber
Heard.
I don't
like her plastic surgery cheekbones.
BDP.
No, she's crazy.
BDP is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I like crazy. You know, I pretty much every woman I've ever dated has a good amount of crazy. The goal is just to find a compatible amount of crazy, right?
If you like crazy, why'd you settle for Down syndrome?
See, I'm over here like I like a woman that's sassy and kind of like I like a woman that wants to tell me what to do. I'm sorry.
Now, guys, I don't want this to be a men's support group and we all agree with each other. Each other off. I got a beef. I got a bone to pick with you guys about what you said to my daughter. So go ahead and hit me with it. How is it that I'm a problem for her?
I mean, I still think you can probably communicate with your daughter without keeping your hands to your. I think you can keep your hands.
That's not what he's referring to. I said this.
Well, hold on. Let me go ahead and say I do think that for your daughter, sky's the limit. She can have an excellent career.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I do not think you need to be involved in it whatsoever. And why not? I think, in fact, you being involved in it will hold her back.
Okay. On what grounds do you say that? Who do you think encouraged her to come on the internet in the first place? Who do you think encouraged her to come on the internet in the first place?
Should have been her decision. Shouldn't be making
it. Well, okay, but I encouraged her, right? And people say I'm a groomer. Okay, in that sense, yes, I groomed her to be a streamer. I saw this as an opportunity for me. She came on to help me out with tech, and I was like, if you want to get in front of the camera, that's fantastic. She was, at the time, 19 years old. She didn't, you know, had just been through this hella thing with her mother.
You might as well have encouraged her to become a streamer. I mean, Jesus, it's like the worst place for young
people. How do you say that? How do you say that? Why do you say that?
When she's on heroin and we look at her OnlyFans for cheaper than other ones.
So is she on heroin? Is she doing on OnlyFans? No. And why isn't she?
It'll just be some time.
And why isn't she? Because she loves her father and she would never do that to humiliate me. Why do you laugh at that? Why do you laugh at the love of the daughter for
her father? She's gonna end up Romania with Andrew Tate.
Yeah. She can absolutely end up in Romania with Andrew Tate. And I'd love to end up in Romania with Andrew Tate too. Because I don't see how that guy did anything wrong. Except be a strong man who helped women
with
their careers. I don't know the details. Yeah, pimping, encouraging a woman to succeed.
No, he was literally taking money and taking their money.
It seems from the outside, you take a cut.
You take a cut. You're running a business. You take a cut. I'm gonna take a cut. It wasn't 10%.
Ben, listen. A hell of a lot more based by his own description. But whatever.
Ben, from the outside looking From the outside looking in, Ben, it looks like you're using your daughter to make money and to have this online career.
I am using her and she's like, in a sense, utilizing. What you're implying is abusing. I would never abuse my daughter.
I agree
with you. If she didn't want to do it, I tell her like 20 times a day, if you don't want to be a streamer, don't be a streamer, but don't act like a victim of me. And she's getting it. She's getting it.
But I'm curious on why you have to be a team though, because I'm like, I'm looking at her and I'm like, she's pretty talented. She could probably like, you know, she is. If she grinded on the internet, she could probably like become something, right? And I'm looking at you and I think you're somewhat talented, you know, like you're just very, very, you know, animated and whatnot, but I don't see it together.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, I feel like you should be doing your own thing. She should be doing her own thing. Why does it have to be together? That's what throws me off.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. I've encouraged her to do her own thing. But she, like, say on this, some of the intellectual stuff, we get into the debate sphere. I think men are just more solid in terms of debating philosophical points. I have a master's degree in theology. I've studied philosophy. You know, she didn't have an opportunity to do that because her mother went crazy. So I can provide that. But it's also an interesting team. I don't know if you've ever heard of like ancient troll stories. There's two types of troll teams. One is father-daughter. The troll father and daughter live up in the mountains of Norway, which is where I come from. And what's interesting about it is, since we're not a couple, although I know you guys have your jokes, it's not that kind of thing. So everyone can take out their daddy issues on me, and all the older women who resent younger women can hit her and crucify her for having for being more attractive than them. And I can come to her defense. It's actually kind of interesting. It's different, right? You guys were talking about like Twitch streamers. Some of them degrade themselves. Some of them don't. But at a certain point, just a girl babbling on is boring. It's kind of boring.
It is different. It's about the worst business model you can come up with.
Yeah,
truly. Everybody hates us. What a great business model.
To say that everybody,
even if you bring a lot of negative attention, it's attention.
Yeah, but it's fleeting.
Since the whole Since this whole incident happened, has she been streaming? Has she been solo streaming since then? Has she stopped?
Yeah, she has. Like, she has.
Okay. How has her
done a great job?
Been?
I think you know,
are you referring to the stream where she wrote on her forehead and I heart all over?
What is up with that?
You think that was a great job? You think that was a great job?
It's good father.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. She encountered a female streamer. I understand, but I mean, you understand also, it's a little bit of a bit. But she encountered a female streamer and she asked her, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jesse Lee Peterson, he asked these questions. She said, do you like men and their penises? And the female streamer was like, I like men, but penises are And then she kept asking her, do you love men and their penises? And she was like, And she eventually, the streamer said, like, I like men, but I really don't like their penises. And she smacked her down because it is important to say that men are good. I've spent my entire life feeling like having a penis is like somehow a crime. And I'm sick of it. I have a penis and I'm happy to stick it into a woman. If you guys can find me one and make beautiful, more beautiful babies, I like to make another half dozen. I've started with a half dozen. And I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of about being a man. And if there are bitter women like Grace's mother and all these other monsters who follow me around, they're welcome to hate, but they are just envious.
We're going to let you go so we can talk behind your back. And then I have a girl, a 21-year-old, who wants to go on a date with you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right.
We're going to set you up later and we're going to do that e-date. Yeah, that's just a lot to take in. Ben's a little overpowering.
A truly horrific person.
I think Blade's face says it all right now.
Have you ever seen a movie where like the main character is just super in love with some girl that's not that pretty? I don't see it. Sorry. So... the way that he's like pumping up his daughter like she's some dime. She's like a, what did you guys call it? An Arkansas 8? Or I don't know what the fuck he's called it, but like it was.
I use the term she's cute in Monk's Corner.
If you guys are on Reddit, please join our Reddit over at Lolcow Live. Get over there, follow it, join it, be a part of the community. I really love the community we have over there. There's a really good post right now about Wings 007, who, you know, apparently is against all these pedos and he's calling Wings a pedo and all that shit. But he has a moderator who is straight up allegedly a like multiple different things coming out about him.
Can I speak on that? Because the guy he had the post again was one of my former mods that asked to step down. He had one of his accounts hacked, and they're trying to make it out like he was putting his video on like a gay site, mm-hmm. when it's actually a personal video that he had made earlier on in his life. And they found the video and they released the video from a private source. So basically, it's revenge at that point. And Wings 007 tried to use that as a weapon against him, and it blew up in his face.
The other thing real quick, guys, make sure you're following Lolcow Live over on Twitter, because that's when you're going to know we're live. Plus, we got like little memes that we put out throughout the week. We put our shorts up there. Here you got Boogie mowing the lawn and Oh my God. Something I absolutely need to show you guys. Holy shit. I forgot about this. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Is that not beautiful? This guy, known as Stinky Brew, made this graphic for us. May the force drama be with you. And it is so legendary. Big shout out to this guy.
That's really good.
Oh, dude, it's so awesome. This is what we need. We need more fans like this doing shit like that. It makes the community in the show so much better.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I love how that
shirt. He gave us
to buy the rights to that picture.
Well, he gave it to us, but we'll throw him $100 or something for that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Speaking of this, Boogie, this whole lawn thing is hot and it's resonating. You should, if nothing else, borrow somebody's push mower and do a strip on your lawn and make a YouTube short.
If it's cool enough, I will. I don't want to risk having a heart attack.
Well, but that's when implemented into the video, Boogie. You're gonna be like. Like, all right,
you get me hot
your fucking
again.
iPhone out.
You get me hot again, motherfucker. You won't even make a YouTube short.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it.
Why do you live stream it?
Okay, that's funny too. Yeah, maybe I will do that.
I'm thinking, guys, we sit back, we let Ben do his thing. You know what I mean? We'll just be quiet and we'll see how this whole thing, you know, transpires. Ben, 21, single, attractive woman. She's ready to go on a date with you. It's all up to you. Are you ready?
She fully consents to this. Is that correct?
She fully consents. All right.
Okay.
Like, police I need you to really lock it in, man. We need to see the Rizzler.
How long do I have?
As long as it takes to close the deal.
We'll let it cook. And then ask her after how I did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no moment of truth. Here we go.
Hello?
Ben, you're looking pretty sexy, man.
My lord.
This is what I always get.
I forgot to mention in the tweet I sent to Keem, I'm transgender. Is that right?
Turn your camera on. We'll see.
Turn your camera. He actually trolled me because he sent me a video of a girl saying hi.
That's me, man. What are you talking about?
I've had this happen before.
Turn your camera on.
Wait, Wings, one second. Ben, can we do butt stuff?
I hate to put this on pause, but like I feel robbed.
I was promised a woman.
I know. I feel robbed as well.
I was promised a woman too. I wanted to see this.
Ben, we'll bring you back. I'm gonna find a woman. I got trolled. It's not even Ben that got trolled. I got trolled, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's on me. Look. This is the video he sent me, people. So I thought for sure that was, you know, in fact, a real girl.
I will say, Tommy, you mentioned like he's one of these Andrew Tate fans and he's like wanting to do butt stuff. Yeah. I think that's true of a lot of these Andrew Tate fans. Like a lot of these people they're like, oh, I hate women. That's a little bit gay to hate women, I think. And there's nothing wrong with being a little bit gay, right? But just admit that it's a little bit gay to have like a hate boner for women.
All guys are at least 10% gay.
Yeah.
Every dude.
Oh, yeah?
100%. I'm probably more than 10% gay. If I'm watching porn, I like to have a pretty piece in my porn.
Ew.
Like, if the doesn't look good in the porn, I can't do nothing with it.
I'm having a PKA flashback. You literally said like, that same thing on PKA.
I know I said it on PKA, but that's why I say that every guy is like at least 10% gay
what makes a penis? If you had that in any other part of your body, you'd probably want it removed or something. Like, what makes a penis pretty?
It's got to have a certain cylindrical shape. I prefer a penis that's circumcised over not circumcised. Like, I don't like the Tootsie Rolls. You know, I like a good crown. This kind of thing. Like, if you ever go to like
Tootsie Rolls? What, are you not a fan of Blacked?
No. Tootsie Rolls is like a reference to like somebody is uncircumcised. Like the skin goes above the crown of the penis.
Oh my God, he knows. Yes.
But if you ever go to a porn site and you click the comment section, go to a video where like a dude has a little dick and go to the comment section of that video. You'll see a lot more people are commenting about the penis. Then no matter what the girl looks like,
who the f- is reading porn comments?
I don't think I've ever done that once in my life.
Jesus Christ!
This is coming from the guy who programmed the comment section. Come on, Boogie.
Yeah, I still didn't read it.
He's never looked at the comments.
It was literally my job, and I still didn't read it.
I actually believe you, Boogie. I don't know who reads that. Nobody reads that.
I guess you guys are not taught how to watch YouTube videos. If somebody has an opinion in a video, you watch the video, then you go to the action in the comments.
That's a YouTube
section.
Video, not like YouTube. A video. I don't want somebody's opinion about how well a girl got.
You go to the comment section and see anybody vindicates you on your pornography choices.
No, absolutely not. Twitter. I mean, I won't lie. Everybody's a little bit gay, right? Like, I in college, I made out with a dude. This is how I know I'm gay. Met up with a dude.
Can you imagine what that looked like?
Yeah. What? No, you want to hear the story? I like telling the story because it makes.
I bet you do, yo.
It shows how heterosexual I am. But I was in Upward Bound, and this dude asked me, "Are you gay? Or are you bi?" And I'm like, "No, I definitely only like women." And I'm like, "But you're bi, Mike?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "How do you know you're bi? Because the same way you know, I tried it." And I'm like, "Are you coming on to me?" He's like, "Yes." And I'm like, "What do you want to do?" He's like, "Let's kiss." And I'm like, "Whatever." Mm. So I kissed a dude.
Should have had him blow you.
But, I mean, I kissed a dude. I found out how much I did not like it. I instantly disliked it. And that was it. Yeah. Simple.
What was different about it, Boogie, from like kissing a woman?
Stubble. That was the biggest turnoff. He had stubble on his face. And I'm like, no.
That would be my biggest turnoff, too. Like, I couldn't kiss a dude with like a Keemstar beard. I'm going to throw up.
What is this show?
Have you never kissed a dude, Keemstar?
No.
I've never kissed a dude.
Did you ever kiss your dad, your brother, something like that? Kiss on the cheek.
Who the fuck never kissed your dad?
Bryce Hall was going through this phase where he was kissing dudes, and I'm at his party, his birthday party in L.A., And he's like, want a cat? I'm like, fuck no. Like, get the fuck. Like, that's about as close as, yeah. No.
Yeah. You know what's the dumbest thing?
I'm
at the point
where I'm almost willing to, like, call one of my nieces up and be like, hey, get the fuck on here and talk to this dude.
Yeah, I thought about just setting Desi on camera if she's feeling it today, but I don't think she is.
Like, Blade's over here looking like a deer in headlights. My nieces are both of age.
How old are they?
Still good. That guy. Sicking like family members 19. On that dude's crazy by itself. Like, I know you're not going to, like, bring on a young niece. I get
yeah,
that.
But yeah, but like, wouldn't that be funny to watch the Wings haters with their title? Wings Andrew Tate's his niece off to yeah. Ben Thrope. <Yeah. laughs> Wait, you should do that. Wings, call him.
Let me ask Kelly.
Get the older niece over here and let Ben kick the Wings. Are you not
if you're asking if you think it's a good idea, do you think she's going to be like, "Oh yeah, do it." Like, that's not what's going on.
That's definitely a bad idea, but it's going to be fun for our chat. Yeah.
I really wish you didn't mute. I want to hear this conversation. Hey, babe, listen, we're doing the LoCal thing, right? What do you think if I get my niece to talk to that crazy dude? Good idea?
Yeah. Text her and see if she would do that.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, ask her if she wants to come on an internet date with a legend, a straight up stud, Ben Thorpe.
She is the stereotypical, like, George not found girl. Like, she loves YouTubers and she watches them all the time. Like, she pretty much goes to work and comes home and watches YouTube videos.
Wait, Zesty, can you turn your camera on? Oh, there she is. Ladies and gentlemen, a girl. Okay, so.
Who's next to you?
So, what do we call you?
Well, my name's Lauren.
Okay, we can call you Lauren. All right, Lauren, how old are you?
19.
So you're 19. And are you familiar?
What year were you born? What year were you born?
2004.
That checks
out. Okay, that checks out. Yep, that checks out. Did your boyfriend put you up to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He did. Okay. All right. Well, no, it's still fine.
She was like 15.
So do you know this Ben Thorpe guy?
The boyfriend? Can you bring the boyfriend over so I know what he looks like if he gets cucked?
Yeah. Okay. Are you
daycare over there? What's going on here?
Boyfriend.
How's your boyfriend?
One minute, guys. Boyfriend, do you understand that you are sending your girlfriend into the lion's den? Do you know who Ben Thorpe is?
Oh, I'm very well aware of Ben Thorpe. I know that he wants to daughter, I've heard. Something like that.
And you're ready for this. You're all ready for your girlfriend to go on a date with Ben.
I think that she can handle it, yeah.
Oh no.
Okay. Here we go.
They're both minors.
I feel icky already.
Do you think are you saying we should
need some IDs?
Are you thinking both of them?
Hold your hands up. Are there X's?
Can you send me some IDs so I can verify that you're an adult? Twitter DMs. Why is this a college ID? I need like a government ID.
He's got a college ID, he's at least 18.
Mine's at my dorm.
I don't know. I'm worried I'm gonna get sued or something.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Hey, guy. That I might have stuck up for you. But now you're off the show.
That would have been really funny. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm just like, I can't, like, you know.
Yeah, that could have been a disaster. It was too close to the line.
Hi. What's your name?
Lauren, as well.
Name. Well, it's nice to meet you. We're trying to find Ben Thorpe, a woman. He wants to go on an e-date. So I'm going to set him up on an e-date with you. Are you cool with that?
Let's see how it goes.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Great, Ben. How are you? Good to see you again.
Lauren knows me. Do you know what Lauren made me do when my daughter visited another streamer in Florida? Do you know what Lauren and her batch did? They made me sit in an RV while they had dinner with my daughter. I think she's into BDS. Is that right, Lauren?
I didn't make
you like putting men in a kind of like behind bars so it gets a little more exciting for you.
See, you could have done whatever the f you wanted. You were in my
No, I wasn't allowed. Instead, I wasn't allowed to come in to be with you. Why is that, Lauren? Why is that, Lauren? Why is that, Lauren?
You weren't allowed. Why wasn't allowed? Me. You could have gone anywhere else in Miami. I didn't force you into your RV, but instead you wanted to creep on your own daughter.
So what are you doing here? What are you doing here if you're so scared of me?
I'm not scared of you. You just got put away in jail.
Remember the first time we met, Lauren, and I did a little bit of daddy-daughter stuff with you, and I had you, you were a little drunk, and I had you scratch the wall behind you. Do you remember that? And you did?
Oh.
Did you like that?
I don't know what the f*** you're talking about, you fucking
Maybe you were too drunk. Okay, that's all right. Lauren, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are you a good girl?
I try to be a good person.
Are you a good girl?
I try to be a good person.
Lauren, do you like it? My theory on women is that the cocaine for every woman is to be told by a masculine man like me that they're a good girl. Would you like to be told that you're a good girl by a man like me? Has a man ever told you that? A real man? Not Martin Shkreli, not some little worm investor guy. A real man.
Martin Shkreli, like, aren't you broke and living out of an RV? I dated a literal billionaire and you're trying to me for that. These are all shoes Martin bought me.
How do you buy them? He charged people with AIDS 5,000% more for the pills. That's blood money. That's blood money. That's blood money. Throw those shoes out. Send them back.
Every single person. So you don't know what you're talking about. It maybe this.
No, I know who Martin Shkreli is. He's a financial criminal. Yes, and he was prosecuted and convicted. Yes, that's not a man. That's a worm. That's a leech. That's a parasite.
That's not what he was prosecuted for, and that's not what.
Well, fraud. Okay, so this is not a real man. Martin Shkreli is a little. How tall is he? 5'8". He's got little shoulders. He's not a real man, Lauren. You're talking to a real man here. So let me ask you again the question: Would you like to be told by a real man like me that you're a good girl?
I wouldn't want to be called. I'm a grown woman, first of all. I know you like to manipulate people who.
I know you're a grown woman. I've seen the pics you put on Twitter. You got a great pair of tits. I know you're grown. I don't think you're a little girl. You have a nice body. I've seen the pics that you put all over the internet. Is that okay to say?
The internet.
But are you a good girl? Because that looks like a hoe. That looks like a hoe who's just putting her body on the internet. I have a program here. It's called the Home for Wayward Hoes. It's for women who may or may not be hoes. They may be good girls. They may be hoes. And what I do is I invite them here and put them through a series of tests. One of the tests is to make me a cup of coffee, to make me some muffins. They can sit at my feet and I'll read from the Bible.
Ben, you failed.
Yeah, utterly.
Yeah.
The first thing that he went wrong is he clearly only likes to talk to young females, young girls. And so, a power dynamic, and so that's not going to work to like strong arm full grown up women into liking this nasty behavior. I don't know.
So you met him in real life. So do you think the internet rumors are true that he's like him and his daughter have something going on?
Okay, just to clarify, he came to Miami and I took Grace out, and she didn't stay very long. Well, she came back, yeah. So Grace and I hung out with a few other people, but everybody wouldn't allow Ben to join us. He was allowed to go wherever he wanted to go in Miami, but he chose to stay in his RV and watch Grace live stream and then bitch in the comments section about how we wouldn't let him sit at our table. And then he was trying to get Grace to go hang out with him in the RV instead of hanging out with us. It was wild, actually.
What the That's what I was trying to get at. Like, how come Grace can't live her own life without her daddy? This is weird, right?
So my roommate and I discussed it. We've known Grace for a while, or known of Grace for a while. I've known Grace a bit longer. But we discussed it today. We said that we would let her stay here and get some separation from her dad if she really needed to, and help her get a job out here and then start her new life. But I think she should get the away from him.
Grace, take the opportunity. Yeah. I think Ben is pretty entertaining, right? Like, he's a train wreck, right? But Ben's got to be doing his own thing. Grace has to be doing her own thing. This doesn't make sense. This is just weird.
So gotcha. We had Boogie rate a bunch of women that I found on the internet.
Okay.
And for some reason, they want you to rate these women.
Flat rating. Okay.
Yeah. Flat rating. All right. This is Whitney Thorne. She is the star of My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty. She's overweight. Six.
All right. She's a six. So she's the same as the country black girl. All right. Damn. Last picture.
The fuck? What's wrong with that girl? Show me a real picture, dude.
This is a real picture.
That's Sissy Spacek from Carrie.
Honestly,
this is basic from Gary.
I can't really judge that because, like, that to me, that looks like a girl, not a woman. So I don't really want to even rate that. What is that like a?
This is Boogie's fiance.
Shut up! Give me my money. No, it's not. No, it's not. You guys are f***ing with me. I'm so sorry, bro. Was that really his fiance?
Yeah.
Oh no! Why that angle? Who took that picture?
Boogie, because he's bigger than her.
Oh my f***ing God!
I'm
oh.
sorry. I feel really bad. I didn't know that was Boogie's f***ing person that he likes. I don't know. No.
Oh my God!
Is that like a really old picture?
No, I'm that's sorry. One of the recent pictures. I actually cropped Boogie out of the picture.
Hey, Boogie, I wasn't trying to clown, dude. I honestly didn't know. I didn't know. Okay, well.
Well, I called Boogie's girlfriend Down Syndrome earlier, which I apologize for, by the way. Boogie.
I didn't say Down Syndrome.
Oh. You still want to say something bad about a child.
Boogie, I didn't, okay.
Boogie left.
I really wasn't trying to, like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. That was just a blind fucking... Sorry.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, guys. So, yeah, another great episode of Lol Cow Live. What did I learn? I don't know. It seems like this is becoming a shit show every week. Like, the shit happening over here is just in complete insanity. You know, it's just, I don't know how to make sense of it. We have this thing going on where we basically have like this universe that we've created over here at Lol Cow Live, where we have these different individuals that are like kind of a part of the cast that aren't part of a cast, you know, friends of the show,